But it only hurts briefly. It won't hurt long. It'll be a lot better to do that. The hurt and the pain's going to be a lot less than if you go ahead and fulfill it. Then you are going to have trouble. So he says that we no longer should live the rest of our time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Don't follow around after what men and people do, your relatives or anybody else. Renounce it. Once you stuck your jaw out like a lantern-jawed old fisherman when he sets his jaw out to do something that I've known, say, I'm not going to do it. Them relatives grab the cue quick. You ain't got the food with no more relatives. They'll give you a leaving alone when they're going to have their parties and their old lustful appetites is going to be satisfied. They'll leave you alone. Strange, I don't get invited in on any of them. I'd like for them to try to invite me. That'd be bad enough for them. Get me there, that'd be another thing. Invite me around them dudes. Separation. That's the only thing God honors is your separation. Says the time past, 1 Peter 4, going on verse 3, the time past of your life sufficed you to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when you walked in lasciviousness, that's lewdness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. That's what you get around when you get around unsaved people. I don't care if you kin to them or somebody else is kin to them. That's what you're around. And their spirits are even worse than that to be around. They're old ugly spirits. And it says, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, and they'll speak evil of you. Well, glory, hallelujah. I love that. Let them speak evil of me. I just delight in it. I look them right in the eye and say, you old crawfish, you back up. I'm going to back you up a little further. I got my dip net here. My spear. Going to gouge you. I'm not going to get carried away with everything that comes by. Jeremiah the 13th chapter. The old prophet here, God speaking to him, talks about some of them folks that gets carried away with all this mess. Beginning in verse 15, Jeremiah 13 says, hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, he turned it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. You better give ear. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away. Carried away captive. When you get carried away with the lust of the flesh, the next thing you're going to be bound in chains and fetters and prison houses, and you're going to be living in holes and need deliverance and restoration. Say to the king and to the queen, humble yourselves, big shots. Come on down, humble yourselves. For your principalities shall come down, even the crown of your glory. Isn't that what Paul said, casting down principalities and powers, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God? Principalities is an old lust of the flesh, an old carnal desire that's got up there and got the upper hand of you. And you're ruled by your flesh and not by the Spirit of God. I wrote something on the back of this card here this morning praying. God, the Holy Ghost said, you better establish this fact. You better establish this fact. Am I walking in the flesh or am I walking in the spirit? Which one am I walking in? You ain't walking in both. You can't straddle a line with God. You either walking in the flesh or you're walking in the spirit. Won't you analyze what you like? What you like to do? Where you like to go? What you like to say? What kind of music you like to look at and all those or listen to? What kind of TV programs you like to cut your eye around at? You can get you a good analysis, instant analysis, if you please, of what kind of spirit you're walking in, your own or God's. Your own's carnal. Your own is carnalness, enmity with God. He doesn't accept it. All right, let me show you that. Praise God. I got so much here, I'm trying to sift it out real quick. Psalm 106, verse 14. They lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. You're tempting God all the time to do something to your old hide. It's not good by them old lust of the flesh. And eventually, sooner or later, judgment will fall right on top of you. God's long-suffering, but he don't tell you how long I'm going to suffer you to walk in the flesh. Like the old saying, burn the candle of life on both ends and blow the smoke in my face. I'll take it a while. I'll put up with you a while. Finally, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you hide. Judgment's going to fall right on top of you and destroy you. Here are these people that they tempted God in the wilderness with their lust. And the Bible said, verse 15, he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their souls. That agrees fully with 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, about this very same incident in the history of God's people. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 6, now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Verse 11, now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they're written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. When you become an idolater, when you want to get out and commit fornication or tempt Christ with your murmurings and complaining, when you want to do as they did, here's what it said they did. Verse 7. Idolatry is not getting out here and building you a golden calf in this era. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And God says, don't be an idolater like that or I will send judgment upon you. Just sit around, what, eat and drink and have a big time and pleasure and lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes and the pride of life. God said, what is not of the Father, but is of the world. The Lord said, I'll judge you for it, just like I judge these people. Don't be an idolater as they were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and they didn't rise up to pray. They rose up to play some more. That's about all Americans and most church people are fitting for, is eat and drink and play. And God hates it, and he'll take you to his judgment seat shortly for it. You may get by several years. That ain't no great big deal. Smoke cigarettes and blow it in his face. Revel! Smile, have fun, say, oh, I'll make it. There's nobody else ever made it. You can't do wrong and get by, as that old song says. No matter how much you may try. Hidden it may be, but everything he does see, you can't do wrong and get by. There's a God who's standing at heaven's door. He's looking this universe over, and he sees each mortal with a searching eye. You can't do wrong and get by. And of course says you can't do wrong and get by no matter how much you may try. Hidden it may be, but everything he does see, you can't do wrong and get by. We must take our stand with our spirits and our minds and our bodies to keep them set aside for the glory of God. In 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, there's a great scripture here and warning about our spirit, how we must keep that spirit to where God can handle us. Now the soul is the seat of your affections, but the spirit is the candle of the Lord that searches all the inward parts of the belly. Or the inner parts of your being, your heart and everything. The spirit searches it through God's spirit in connection with it. You read all these scriptures in the Bible and you wonder about them.